how to set yourself up for a better financial future in 2026 in this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Scott Inman. Well, I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. For one, they're usually overly ambitious, and that's why they fail. It's hard to make drastic changes to your behavior at a random point in time like New Year's Day. But a new year does offer new opportunities to improve. Small changes can sometimes make a big difference, especially when it comes to your finances. In this week's segment, Yahoo Finance offering 5 financial habits to start in January, backed by data. And they get a seal of approval from me, too. Number 1, create new goals. According to Fidelity's 2025 New Year's Financial Resolution Survey, 65% of participants felt optimistic about the new year, believing they'd be in a better financial position in the year to come. Setting specific goals and creating a plan to reach them can accelerate your trek to financial independence and make the goal attainable. If you're not contributing to your 401k at work, don't set a goal to max it out. But if you're close to maxing it out already, bite the bullet. A few $1,000s more per year can make a big impact. Maybe you need to pay off credit card debt. Don't just announce it. Get a debt elimination plan together so you can see the future date you'll have it all paid off. Number 2, negotiate your bills. According to a 2021 Consumer Reports survey, about 70% of participants who attempted to negotiate their utility bills got a rate reduction or another perk on bundled plans. Freeing up cash flow is the first and best way to save for your future. Number 3, increase your retirement contributions. Fidelity's 2025 quarterly retirement analysis found that 17.4% of participants increased their 401k contribution in the first quarter, while only 4.9% reduced it. Maybe you're getting a raise this year. Make plans to save it instead of spend it. Maybe you can review your budget and find ways to cut expenses and save what you cut. And that brings us to number 4, revisit your budget. This is a great time to identify those streaming services you don't really use. Find services that are going up in costs like home and auto insurance that may need to be shopped around for a better rate. And number 5, check your credit. You should check your credit at least once a year to make sure it's free of mistakes. How about this? A recent survey by Consumer Reports and Work Money found that of the respondents who successfully checked their credit, 44% found errors. Above all these, use the new year as a time to jumpstart your path to financial independence by sitting down with a financial advisor and creating a written plan.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.